Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Happy 4th of July. Happy summer. Happy corn on the cob eating. I've got peach cake in my life. So life is just fantastic. We got good concerts. Things are happening around here. We have a new website at Baltimore Positive, and we're taking a crab cake tour back out on the road, in addition to a Maryland oyster tour in September that I'm really looking forward to. Finally going to get to the pepper mill. It's true. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Gold Rush Sevens Doublers. We will have these at the new Lexington Market, and this is important because the Yankees are either going to come in here in first place or in second place on Friday, but we're going to be in first place with crab cakes and shrimp salad. Come on down, say hello, get some cucumber salad with us. Stop by. Luke's coming by. Leonard Raskin's coming by. I got a whole bunch of people coming by. The Yankees are in town. We need to outnumber them on the weekend, so make sure you're doing that. Our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions making our water crystal clear. I can hold that up now. I have crystal clear water, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare putting us out on the road. I'm going to be issuing my 25th anniversary documentary and the whole year into totality comes up on August 3rd. It will be a full year of our 25th year. We moved to our 26th year. My cupcake's not going to be any good anymore. But Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter sponsored all of our fun pictures, movies, things that we've done. We've talked a lot about it. We have our 25 stories of glory up on the website and doing all of that. And I want to bring Wendy Bronfine on this week to say happy summer to you. Happy Justin Timberlake. And you know, things are happening this week. Concerts, Janet Jackson's going on this week. But it's 4th of July. We've moved outside now. We've got fire pits. We got mosquitoes. You know, like all of this is going on. How is your summer? What's going on at Curio Wellness this summer?
Hi. Summer is good. Although I have to say I'm a little bit bummed because I feel like with July 4th being here, it just makes me feel all right, we're now in the second half. It's going to be over soon. So I'm trying not to get bogged down about that. But
I heard those words back to school. And I'm like, what? I don't even have a kid. I don't want to hear back to school. I mean, the sun's still out till 9 o'clock at night.
I mean, I feel like it was just like the beginning of spring. And I was like, oh, it's getting warm. And now it's July. And I'm like, what happened?
I'm just trying to avoid the mosquito bites. That's the only thing. I love the peach cake, love the fresh corn, love the tomatoes. I mean, you couldn't have told me at 25 that by the time I'd be 55, you know, it would, the cannabis would be every, but we would, that I would know a tomato. I would know a purple Cherokee from, you know, just some other garden variety vine bought tomato. So the summer is perfect for all this. I want to talk to you about some stuff. We're going to get to all of my aches and pains and all the stuff we talk about, as well as some new lines of stuff that people can check out. And we're going to get to some things I don't understand a little bit. But I've been talking social issues the last couple of weeks, and I haven't had Wes Moore on yet, and I don't think I've talked to you about it. I talked at length with one of your partners, the great Happy Eddie, on the program this week about Wes Moore and expungement of cannabis-related offenses, going back to people I'm sure you knew in high school, people I knew in high school for years and years and years, people that couldn't get jobs and stuff like that. You and I haven't talked about it, but I talked to Happy Eddie Acefo about this a little bit last week, and certainly this is something in your space that, you know, I'm sure you have an opinion on it and some thoughts about it through all of this, especially being in the industry where you're trying to make products that help people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a monumental announcement by the governor just recently. And it's something that you do see occur when a state typically goes adult use. Unfortunately, when you're limited to medical, that step is not often taken. But once you're in that state of full legalization, the expungement conversation comes into play. And, you know, it's something that has to happen. I mean, it should happen outside of there being a legal market in the state, ideally, but federally, you know, if things can change and migrate forward, we can really resolve this issue at a much larger level.
Yeah, you know, I guess law enforcement and all of this stuff, and I go back to things in my lifetime. And again, I think I've told you privately, publicly, I'd say it to anybody. I never thought we'd be at the point where I'd own a radio station 32 years in and we'd be talking about these things and they'd be readily available in Timonium, you know, at York and Timonium Road and readily available in our state, but also like, you know, celebrities are getting busted in other states and being, you know, dragged out for the same things that are now legal here. But I think about like, if you ran a dice game, they would put you in jail, right? If, you know, things that were illegal now that the NFL's adjudicating and baseball's adjudicating this with umpires and winning bets. But I think about like prohibition And I think about like 100 years ago and whatever, you know, crimes were going on in Chicago that are of lore and, you know, bootlegging out. I'm thinking to myself, what did they do to people in 1912 in a basement who were found to have a bottle of extra cough syrup or whatever? And I think about in our lifetime how tabooish it became. And more than that, people in my direct space who lost jobs, who lost careers, just in all sorts of ways of legal court system, attorneys, policing, you know, all the bad stuff that kind of went along with all of that stuff, that we would get to a point where we would say, it's a plant, let's use it better. And more than that, let's make things right. Because it's certainly something I didn't see coming. And when you say other states that they've gone adult use, I didn't realize it was going to happen here. Like, I'm a little shocked by all of it, quite frankly. And I get shocked more as we go along.
Well, so there's two pieces. One, I think a lot of times from a policy perspective, when state does introduce an adult use program, it's sort of the expungement conversation is very much present, because you're sort of there's an inconsistency, right? If somebody is left with this record, right, but everyone else can freely get it now. And obviously that happened at a different time, but if we see this plant as differently, and what they were doing were these minor offenses that today are not minor offenses, and your path of life has been in many cases massively disrupted, that needs to be addressed. Now, like when we talk about the federal changes, that's one of the pieces that also comes up in that policy as well, oftentimes through the lens of, will there be funds and support provided to the states who will then have to deal with expungement issues? Because most of the time, these issues are kind of state level crimes, right? Like a cannabis felony is a major sort of drug trafficking situation. That's a different sort of beast. But at the state level, these are kind of very oftentimes things that, like you say, like they derail someone's life, and what they did was probably not that offensive.
That's a friend of mine years ago, you know, literally joined an ashtray in. I mean, it disrupted every single aspect of his life, from business, you know, even his mental health to some degree, all sorts of rehab, this stuff. And
right.
It messed his life up for, he was a different person for a couple of years, to be really honest with you. And I'm talking maybe 20 years ago, and I'm thinking about how many people, and look, they made a television show. David Simon's been a guest on the program. And by the way, I'm going to talk to Angela Alsobrooks about this. I'm going to talk to Larry Hogan about this. The people that we are trying to send down to DC. Don't get me started on the debate. That's a whole different thing from last week. But I will say this on behalf of Joe Biden and on behalf of what's going on is, you know, he spoke out a few months ago about the Schedule One status and kind of where we are now. And I think I've asked you, and I don't know the math as to whether it's 15 states, 23 states, 38 states, but I think we're getting past the halfway point here. And there were questions. My wife and I went to Hershey last week for a concert. We went up to see Hootie and the Blowfish, and my son and his wife were there. And we were just like literally having a beer on the boot of the car, talking, having beers, hanging out, eating some leftover barbecue. And we were wondering aloud, is Pennsylvania, and my son and his wife like, oh, no, Pennsylvania. And then I saw a billboard. Then I saw a billboard on the way out of Hershey for stores. And I'm like, no, things are happening here. So I don't think anything can go to Hershey or anything can go to Virginia or anything can go to Delaware or like crossing a state line. But like, this is a serious, and generationally, for a 55-year-old talking to 30-something kids, thinking about how younger people are feeling about this and what they're hearing our president say, what they're hearing our governor say, what they're seeing on billboards and on York Road, it's never going to be thought about the same way your father thinks about it, right? Or my parents thought about it, older than your parents.
Yeah, well, so Pennsylvania is medical only still, so they have not gone adult use yet. And obviously the interstate is not viable, right? That's the whole federal state conflict, right? So you're legal inside, quote, the four walls of your state, but you're not meant to take things in and
taking
out of
this
that
bag
state
of terpene infused chews across state lines. And I'm gonna,
that
be
would be federally
here.
Illegal.
It would be Smokey and the Bandit bootlegging. It's the same concept, to smile about it, but that's a, you know, that's hard to adjudicate. I think that's hard to police. I think that's not as common sense as, hey, look, you and I remember fireworks coming across the border, right? I mean, right? And 4th of July, here we are, right? That you had to go there to get it. And how does that get policed? Well, they're in the sky all over my neighborhood. You can hear them and see them and know where they're coming from. I would just say for the country to get online, Joe Biden's moved in that direction. That's not a political statement. That's just a fact, right?
Yeah, so the recommendation is to migrate it to Schedule 3. It doesn't deal with the legal status. It doesn't sort of legitimize any state-based program. From the industry perspective, it does correct the major tax burden that we have, which is referenced by 280E, so we're not able to deduct like a traditional business, which means that we pay extremely high federal taxes and state taxes, unless your state has taken them away, which Maryland has dealt with 280 on the state level.
But I try to explain it to people. It's almost like Scandinavia. It's just a lot of tax. I mean, people love Scandinavia. Like, people love Norway and Sweden. I love it too. But there is, it's a different tax code, literally, right?
Yeah. I mean, assume that a cannabis business has a corporate tax rate of like 80 to 90%. Yeah. So the majority of what you.
It's punitive beyond almost reason at this
point.
There's right?
So the issue that's kind of like the core, one of the core financial issues of the industry at large is free cash flow. That's the obstacle.
And so, it also sort of runs the price up artificially as well, right? Just in a general sense.
Well, we have a lack of dollars to reinvest, right? So there's also that you know, it's that catch 22 of like, I want to be able to advance the story and I would like to be able to do more and test more and innovate. But some of the rules federally in terms of research and the financial constraints make it harder for you to have that cash flow to do those things, or even that cash flow to be able to effectively lobby to the extent that the industry could or should to see this change. Because to your point about the majority with adult use going legal in Ohio, that crossed the U.S. population where at a minimum 75% of the population is now in some form of a legal cannabis market. So there's more who have access to some extent than do not. And so it really is a time where like that schedule change is the first step in a bigger conversation. You can submit comments for that, which we are doing and many other cannabis companies have to support it. But like with that action, the next step is Congress needs to deal with taking cannabis off the Controlled Substances Act, because it was only put on there from sort of the malicious intent of under the Nixon administration. It was never controlled substance before that. So,
and it wasn't like brought forth as a scientific endeavor to say, you know, celery's legal and, you know, turnips are legal and cannabis isn't legal. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is with Curia Wellness. I like when we get, so we'll get to products and I'll talk about the Move gel and my back feeling a little better, actually. So is my knee. Maybe it's just summertime and moving around a little bit. You said something, you just slid this in. You say so many things and sometimes I'm like, all right, stop. Federal research, there are things you can't do. So the thing I pimp about you, quite frankly, in my partnership with you is your GI work, your father's research on all of this, and your neighbor care and your pharmacy background and dealing opioids and awful stuff. And it's moved to Move products and things that help me and gummies that are in all sorts of different ways, very targeted. But the research part of this is, I notice in your company, you're trying to help people. A lot of the products there aren't just come on and let's get high. It's not that. And certainly when I'm in your place, the people I see there are there for different reasons and wellness being out on the front. What research can be done and can't be done, and how is it being done? And I know there's been points where like the University of Mississippi and Maryland and various places had sort of some special dispensation from the federal government to do things that other places couldn't do in the name of research. And I remember back when we would talk about research and weed, like 25 years ago, like it would almost, there could be no benefit because Richard Dixon said there wasn't. But now we've learned differently. But what are the guidelines of what you can do and want to do? Because I've been in the white suit in your place and seen real doctors doing real stuff and having products that really work. Where is that slippery slope for what can and can't be done research wise, because if we're not moving education along, we're not using universities and science. If something's restricting that, I like to know about that, Wendy.
Yeah, so federally, it is very difficult to do what would be seen as traditional kind of pharmaceutical or scientific research. You mentioned the University of Mississippi. That is the only place where you're validated to get cannabis material to use in any sort of testing and trial. It's noted that the material there is not very much reflective of what is in legal markets or of the quality that you can find in the markets. At the state level, there are many different places where opportunities for research are happening depending on the state. So you mentioned Pennsylvania before. In Pennsylvania, the way their licenses are structured, one of the license types is a research-based one, where as a licensee, you have identified in your application that you are partnered with a higher education institution and you are intending to do research work together, and the state system is, quote, protecting that process. In Maryland, we had we had policy passed, gosh, it was probably about 2018 or 19, that opened the door for overarching just an umbrella protection to our institutions of higher learning to be able to participate with our industry. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to kind of get them to cross over. So when the Cannabis Reform Act passed in 2023, that took it a step farther and gave much more direction on how not only they can do research, but how they could partner with any of us to do research. One of the main things is, so like, for example, our GI product is about to go into an IRB approved study, which is a really big move, because given the way that the law changed, we can actually now do this in a placebo-controlled approach, right? Get very authentic data. Back when we did the sleep trial for the Good Night line, the laws were such that we couldn't blind the product. So when you buy anything at the cannabis dispensary, you would see the label and it tells you the cannabinoid and terpene profile inside. So even if you were trialing two different products, you could see on the label, oh, this one has 5 milligrams of this and 10 milligrams of that. That one has 7 and 2 or whatever it is. And so if you had any knowledge yourself of the cannabinoids, you sort of knew, you could have a sense of what you were taking or maybe what its intent is if you were educated enough to do that, which is not how traditional scientific process would occur. So now we can actually do things more in line with how real kind of pharma research goes on to really authentically evaluate product efficacy.
All right. We've nerded out a lot, but I like that a lot. Wendy Bronfine is here. She is the chief brand officer, as you can tell, and chief cannabis officer, as you can tell, here at Baltimore Positive. You can find her and her whole staff over at Far and Daughter here locally, right in Timonium. It says Curio Wellness on the outside, and the Curio brands and things like this Move product. This is the gel. I'm more of a balm. This one's still a little heavy. You always say these things are going to last a long time. I bought 420. I'm authentic. I went and took care of the sale because I'm from Dundalk, and you know that's the way I'm rolling out. You know, we've talked about chews and terpene chews. You have a newer product that's a gummy that is a faster acting product. I think it's a month old. I haven't talked to you enough about it. Let's talk about this in summertime and really more of on the recreational side, right?
Yeah. So the fast acting chew, uses a technology that allows you to metabolize it quicker. So if a traditional chew might take, you know, upwards of maybe 30 minutes, depending on your metabolism, some people metabolize slower. This is happening much faster, more akin sort of seeking to be more like the way inhalation, right? Inhalation and even things that could be sublingual, you feel those effects much quicker than you do something that you have to digest and wait for it to take effect. So
like
this
it's a late onset kind of feeling.
So this chew can take effect faster. Faster onset in any case often means a shorter duration. I mean, you're still getting hours relative to it being something that's quote edible, but it is technically slightly shorter than it would be if you had a non-fast acting. And, you know, from a therapeutic standpoint, there are instances where people, it's like, I need this to take effect now. I mean, even, you know, that when you take like an Advil or something and you have, or you have a headache, you're like, okay, I don't want to wait. Like, I'm going to have to wait 30 minutes for this to kick in. I just want this headache to go away. So
I have found, you know, that gel caps do that quicker than a traditional like aspirin tablet, yeah, kind of feeling, right?
So you have that side of it. And then to your point, from a recreational side, you just have the benefit of saying, okay, well, I want to feel this now-ish, and that's what's going to happen. So a lot of people, it's a subcategory of the chews that you see in a lot of places. So if you're looking for something that can take effect faster, and have that visibility of effects sooner, then that's definitely a product for you. There's three flavors: citrus, tropical, and a mixed berry.
All right. I'll definitely check those out. You can check them out at Curio Wellness. Make sure you put your birthday in. Make sure you're using all these products responsibly. There's a whole campaign about not lighting up in public places and being foolish, and certainly not operating your vehicle or other things responsibly throughout the summertime. So we do talk, we kid. We also talk about, you know, important products. And we also talk about other things that I don't understand. And last week you said something about it's just a big menu. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of QR codes, and we talked about rewards and all that. But then there's things like oils and things that tincture, just different things that I don't understand as much. I understand the week after the 4th of July, you're doing some special things next week as we get over to Fadley's for our crab cakes and the Yankees come to town. Fill me in on all this and educate me. I mean, you're already shed a lot of light on things I didn't understand, but this is a part of your store that I don't shop there. I just move past it on the menu. Sort of like if you don't eat fish or you don't eat meat, you know, just sort of like, nah, don't want that. I want that. But I don't ever, and I don't ask questions about it or Google it on the internet.
Yes. Yeah, so so I think everyone knows like 420 is a cannabis holiday. So the other quote holiday we have is 710. If you wrote the date out 710 and you turned it upside down, it would look like the word oil. So it's the oil holiday. And what you're referring
to, I am
to
learning. Just give me a minute. It's been 55 years. Let me. Okay. Know where I'm thinking? When we were kids, you might be on the age cusp of this.
Oh, you mean like when you put something in a calculator or a beeper?
And put hell in the calculator. You're going to,
boobs.
You know, right? When you're nine? I did all that. That's why I'm like, 710. Okay. 710. You say it is, then it must be.
Yeah. So we have this live rosin product, which is a solventless vape oil. We also have it coming out like right now in a concentrate. That's actually the first time we've ever released a concentrate. And that those products are exclusively available at our two stores in Elkton and in Timonium. I'm a big fan of that vape. I'm not a huge fan of vaping because I do prefer flower. But the rosin is really wonderful from the perspective of somebody who likes flower having a vape experience, because I don't always feel like vape is convenient, but it is not the same as flower. And it's really smooth. It's really, the effects are great. The device is dependable and looks good. It's really nice. And then the concentrate is now going to be out. And that is the newest part of that line.
All right. She is telling us all this stuff and also educating us as well. That is why she's on the front of Baltimore Positive. We have we're calling it a continuing education series, because I'm getting educated every single week and there's always new things going on. I mean, this week, laws and efficacy and testing and medical and all the things that are going on. And it's always in the news. So I'm always appreciative of Wendy Bronfine and her crew, including Happy Eddie Yosefo, who joined us last week talking, and guy from Pikesville, local people. If you've seen The Real Housewives of the Potomac, he's one of the husbands, and he went on to explain sort of the bromance amongst the husband. I told him, I said, listen, man, I don't watch reality TV, but I'm trying to learn things. So Happy Eddie taught me some things last week. We had a little bit of fun on his legal background as well. And then we talked, I think that's what led us into Westmore and led us into this conversation. I said, I haven't talked to Wendy about all this, even though I haven't talked to the governor either. So we will be talking to Angela Alsobrooks as well as Larry Hogan throughout the summer. I'm trying to book them into the Crab Cake Tour before we get the Oyster Tour going. And before the baseball and the football get too going and we get the politics going around here in September and October. As always, Wendy, elevator speech for anybody that hasn't been in or hasn't experienced it or didn't get a medical card, has been a little bit, you know, I would just say the first time you come to a dispensary, you forget how intimidating it can be, or you feel like you're doing something naughty, or people drive by it, don't know it's there. We're moving past that, right? I mean, past the stigma where nobody's looking at each other weird in the dispensary like maybe they were a few years ago.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's rare to see somebody who looks uncomfortable, I think, in the space. Maybe overwhelmed by choices because the menus are huge, but definitely not uncomfortable. And I think, you know, at our store, we really pride ourselves on kind of holding hands when we need to, listening to like what you're trying to achieve or solve for, and really kind of figuring out the right product to person. And the, you know, the thought of, oh, cannabis is this flower that you smoke, 100%. There's tons of great flower out there and we grow a lot of it, but there's also a million different dosage forms to choose from that are much more traditional, that can taste like a flavor, not like a lawn product, that you can rub on your body, that you could drink if you wanted to. So different ways to consume it to address what you're trying to achieve.
You know what? I had Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish on a couple weeks ago. Good Marylander, good Silver Spring guy. He's in line with a drink, with a cannabis-infused drink. And he's wearing the shirt on stage. My wife's like, what's that? I'm like, go watch the video. You got to go talk. So I mean, a lot of people are getting it. Well, I talked to Happy Eddie last week. And, you know, at some point, I'm telling you, the Nasty Nestor line will be a sativa, not even a hybrid, straight on. Wendy Bronfine is here. She's always with us. She's out at the front of Baltimore Positive and her crew over at Foreign Daughter on York Road. Very, very high level of professionalism. And more than that, they can help you out. You go in there and you got some questions about the product. There's a lot to learn at CuriaWellness.com as well. Just put your birthday in and make sure we're doing it on the up and up. Don't take it across state lines. We've learned that today. My son told me about that last week. Wendy, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on and enjoy what's left of the 4th of July and, you know, some good concerts coming up for our CFG Bank people this week. It's a good week for music around here.
For sure.
I'll get my Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation going here. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. Come see us at Fadley's on Friday. Come get a crab cake. Let's go beat the Yankees. We're BaltimorePositive.com.